Welcome to Get Your Goal with Paula B. I'm your host, Paula B. I'm a weight loss and menopause expert, certified life coach, and author of the book, Mind Over Menopause. On this podcast, we dive deep into the mindset tools and proven Get Your Goal formula that will help you lose weight for the last time. Are you ready to get your goal? Me too. Let's go. Hello, hello, goal friend. Welcome to episode number 311 of the Get Your Goal podcast, and I've got another special one for you. If this is the first episode you've ever listened to ever, you are in the middle of a three-part series, which isn't held together by anything other than the theme of Q&A, so don't feel like you have to go back and listen to old episodes unless you want to, because I know I do that. When I find a new podcast, I don't think I have ever, unless it was a podcast that I like didn't enjoy the first episode. Anytime I'm listening to a new podcast, I will listen to like 10 episodes in a row. So help yourself and enjoy this really special one that we've got for you today, where we are digging in the archives, you guys. I have coming up for us a live Q&A session in early November that I want you to come to, which means that you need to get on my email list. You can go to getyourgoal.com/list. Join my email list, get exclusive invitations to Q&A sessions, masterclasses, other fun stuff that I do, and enjoy this particular one. This one, I loved my answer. I loved the question and I loved my answer to this one. This one is all about shoulding on yourself and what to do instead of it. I hope you enjoy this. Take it away, Past Paula.
Melissa says, I was very consistent with drinking the recommended amount of water daily until I wasn't. Literally the story of my life right here. This happens to me with some frequency. I have been struggling to drink the right amount of water since like sixth grade. I realized I had slipped in this area and my first thought was I should be drinking my water, which just so you know, probably not a helpful thought, which she does know. Melissa already went on with this, but I'm telling the rest of us at home. I should be doing something. I don't care how you finish that sentence. Just picture it right now. I should be. Doesn't that just like drag your shoulders down? like you know that's not a helpful feeling or a helpful thought because the feeling is so burdened. When I say I should do something, it feels like a burden. And then what I frequently do, rather than the thing that I should be doing because I feel so burdened, I do everything else in the world. I find myself on my phone. I find myself, you know, watching TV. I find myself... Sometimes I procrastinate clean the house instead of doing something that I should be doing, which is good because, I mean, I never clean the house other than that. So sometimes it works in my favor. But when you say I should be doing something, it doesn't feel good, which doesn't drive good actions, which therefore doesn't get you a good result. Melissa already knew this. So anyway, so she says, I didn't want to should on myself. Yes, good job. So instead, I asked myself, why should I drink the water? And I want you to know. That, I mean, you got an answer. The only answer I could come up with is because everyone says I should. But that question, why should I drink my water? Here's what I want you to know about like journaling or finding your thoughts. When you ask yourself a question, one of the best ways to know whether or not it's a good question designed to get you good answers is to phrase it as a statement. So when you say, why should I be drinking my water? When you phrase that as a sentence is, it's still, I should be drinking my water. So the question that you might want to ask yourself is, why do I want to drink water? Like, what feels good about drinking water? And it's very subtly different. You guys, I can't emphasize this enough. Sometimes it's the difference of like one word or just a teeny tiny little twist of a phrase that all of a sudden your brain will just like unlock all of these great answers and you can find all of these great thoughts. And it's like, oh, this makes so much sense. Whereas just that one click the other direction and it's like, oh, well, why should I drink my water? Well, I should because everyone says I should. Like, it's not a question that's designed to get you a helpful answer. So, let me tell you just scientifically, really quickly, before we come back to the mindset part of this. Scientifically, here's what I learned when I was getting my personal training certification. Oh my gosh, 12 years ago. 12 years ago. So weird that I've been doing this for so long, but that also explains why I love doing this so much, because I've been doing it for so long. Anyway, 12 years ago, here's what I learned about hydration and why it's so important for fitness. And also for weight loss. Just so you know, fitness and weight loss are actually kind of different. Like getting fit is one thing, and you do tend to get fit while you're losing weight if you had not been working out before. But if you're already very fit and have weight to lose, it's actually kind of different. Anyways, why hydration is important for both fitness and weight loss. Your body, because it is a miracle, just a walking, talking, thinking, blinking miracle, can adapt to almost anything. It has a mechanism to adapt to everything except dehydration. The thing that it does when you are dehydrated is it shuts down like higher level decision making and it slows down your digestion. So if you're drinking water or not drinking water and wanting to lose weight, it's stopping you, if you're dehydrated, it's stopping you from making good decisions and it's slowing down your digestion, which makes it harder to lose weight. And here's the thing. That is a good reason to drink your water. I mean, it is. But here's the thing. In 12 years of knowing this little factoid about how your body can adjust, or rather it can adapt to everything except dehydration. Because, I mean, you can live for like, I don't know, a month, depending on your fat storage. You can live for like a month without eating. You can only survive 3 days without drinking water before you die. Like, that's how much your body needs water. Even knowing that, sometimes I struggle to drink water. Sometimes, I mean, for example, the last 48 hours, I was just on a road trip on Wednesday and Thursday, just got home and realized when I got home, I'd had almost no water at all yesterday because I was in kind of a hurry to come home. So I wanted to drive straight through. And I knew if I drank more water, I would have to stop. This is what we do. We get ourselves into these situations where we're like, okay, but I can't go to the bathroom, so therefore I shouldn't drink more water right now. And I totally get it. Sometimes drinking water feels a little bit inconvenient. So my practical answer for that, number one, I drink water basically as soon as I get up in the morning. And I drink water right before I go to bed. I know that's problematic for lots of you, but it doesn't bother me at all to wake up in the night and go to the bathroom because I tend to go back to sleep pretty quickly. I don't find that to be an interruption of my sleep in a way that is problematic for me personally. So that's when I drink my water. I drink my water first thing in the morning and kind of last thing at night. And therefore, I'm able to get enough. Here's the thing, though, about you personally wanting to drink water. It's kind of like that question I just answered with Barbie. When you know all the things you're thinking that are stopping you from drinking water, that'll help you kind of figure it out. So I actually do suggest that you journal and ask yourself a question. Why am I not drinking water right now? And just see what your brain is offering you. I can almost guarantee that your brain is offering you something like, I don't have time to pee. I don't want to wake up at night. Like it's offering you these things that, yes, we all recognize as excuses. But when your brain is offering them to you and you're not paying attention, it actually does literally excuse you from doing the action that you want to do because you are not doing the thing that you want to do. Like you are excused from it because your brain has offered you this reason. And that's all it is. It's just a thought. Once again, just a thought. It's an electrical impulse in your brain, which means that you can find yourself a different thought. The thought that I have, I'm trying to decide if I'm going to share this with you. The thought that I have, I'm going to give you the clean version of it because I want you to know that I try really hard to like make sure that I'm not offending people by swearing. I don't know how many of you like have little kids around, your children, your grandchildren, whatever. So I'm going to be really careful about this. But the thought that I tell myself, I have 3 times a day. I'm a chugger, not a sipper. So in the morning, right after breakfast, I'll drink a full like 25 ounces of water. In the middle of the day, I'll drink another 25 ounces of water. And then right before bed, I drink another 25 ounces of water. So therefore, I get my 75 ounces of water in a day. So when it's the middle of the day, because I don't have any problem drinking it in the morning, I don't have any problem drinking it at night. But in the middle of the day one, that's the one that I still don't want to drink sometimes. And so I'll tell myself, Paula, don't be a jerk. And that doesn't sound motivating to most people. And I totally get that. But for me, what it's reminding me of is that drinking water is something I do because I love myself. So when I'm acting that way, I'm being a jerk to myself. So that's what I tell myself that gets me to drink water. And this is why, you guys, this is why when you ask me, what can I do to be motivated to work out? What can I do to be motivated to drink my water? It's going to be so individual to you. Like, it's really going to be a thought that just works for you, that just works for your brain, that just clicks and makes things happen for you. So this is something worthy of actually paying attention to. It took me a while to find this thought for myself of don't be a jerk to yourself, because I really do drink my water from self-love. And Melissa, I do hope that that's one of the reasons that you find about why you don't necessarily should need to drink water. Gosh, that was a convoluted sentence. But why you might want to drink water. I hope you want to drink water simply because you love yourself. It's kind of nice, right?
It was so good, right? I know. This is the magic of Q&A. It becomes like electric, where we're just asking questions and getting an answer and learning all about weight loss and mindset and the practical side and journaling and all that good stuff. You guys, I really, really hope that this one was helpful for you today. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you again soon.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to leave a rating and review so other women of a certain age can stop struggling with the scale and start loving their menopausal bodies. And if you're ready to change your mindset while you're changing your weight, then it's time to get into the Get Your Goal Mastermind group, where you'll find my proven success formula, answers to your questions, expert coaching, and the community support you've been looking for. You don't need to lose weight alone when you can have fun and level up your mindset with friends. With weekly coaching calls, live journaling classes, and access to the tools and strategies I've used to help thousands of women lose weight for the last time, the Get Your Goal group is the place for you to get your goal. Learn more about group membership at www.getyourgoal.com. And I'll see you inside the group.